Dr. Mekdas Mesfin moved from Ethiopia to Boston in 1991. She works in public health and coaches new immigrant women from all over Africa in how to prevent AIDS and domestic violence. She's found that appealing to a woman's sense of independence doesn't always translate well.
I first met a woman, I'll call Tsuke, several years ago when she was in her early 20s, a married woman from Ethiopia. A neighbor she had coffee with every day noticed that Tsuke seemed unhappy and terribly anxious if she couldn't get home before her husband did every night. The neighbor was worried about what else might be going on. She urged Tsuke to come talk to me. Tsuke told me her husband had been kind enough back home in Ethiopia, but as they settled into a new life in this new world, he changed. He started interrupting and snapping at her. He started hitting her if his food wasn't on the table on time. He also insisted that she not get a job, even though she felt terribly isolated and had all the right papers to work. Her husband held tightly to those papers and her passport. Tsuke felt trapped. I hear that sort of story often in my work. She was a woman, and to Tsuke and our community, that meant that her main role in life was to keep her family together. The only solution Tsuke could see was she needed to try a little harder. In Tsuke's way of thinking, if she left, where would she go? If she abandoned her marriage, she'd bring shame to the family. Unthinkable. How would she face her mother-in-law? How would her father and mother in Ethiopia face their family friends? I sometimes have a hard time explaining this to friends in the United States, how it is for women like Tsuke. Here in the U.S., independence and individualism is so prized, but in many cultures, to base any decision on personal needs is foreign. That's particularly true when you're talking about relationships. One afternoon, Tsuke found her passport and walked away from her husband and her marriage. After a little time in a shelter, she found an apartment and a roommate. She eventually found work. So, what gave Tsuke the courage to leave? She told me she finally asked herself, would my father really be proud of the fact that I subjected myself to such ill treatment? No, she decided, he would not.
Dr. Mekdas Mesfin works with refugee and immigrant women in Boston. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.